Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to a special bonus episode of That Sounds Fun.
Allie, Sally.
Yes, I pushed the mind blown emoji for our own selves because today's episode is so fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today, and I'm so happy to know you. Today on the show, we are celebrating the release of my brand new kids book, So Happy to Know You, which is officially out today. I'm so excited to finally put it in my mini BFF's hands to see it in classrooms. Don't even get me started. It makes me feel teary already. I'm already loving seeing some of your pictures and posts with the books. Keep them coming. Tag me when your kids get the book so I can see it and share it. I love it. It means so much to me that y'all have this book in your hands and in your lives and in your classrooms. God, I know a ton of you always want to hear more about the writing process and the behind the scenes of writing and launching a book. So today, the illustrator of So Happy to Know You, also the illustrator of What Sounds Fun to You, she is here. And for the first half of the show, we're going to talk about how she takes my words and creates these beautiful illustrations and characters. I mean, Jenny Poe, you guys, she's just so talented. And then during the second half, you'll get to hear my conversation with Taylor Ann, who y'all know is in charge of our Mini BFF. She's in charge of the Mini BFF podcast. She's been in charge of the Mini BFF book club, and she helps us launch books and get books out and really create the whole thing. It is, you're just going to be blown away by her. She's unbelievable. And Katie Boatman, who is our content manager, helping us get all the information out to you. Also, Katie is an author. She has a book launching. So we talk about the process of releasing this book and releasing Katie's. I'm telling you, it takes a village. Y'all, it just takes a village. It takes a village. So here is my conversation to celebrate the launch of So Happy to Know You with some behind the scenes info with Jenny, Taylor Ann, and Katie.
How did you find me in the world of so many illustrators and artists? How did you come across my artwork?
That's a great question, Jenny. You're asking questions before I am. I love it. You know what's really funny is we found you on Instagram.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Another friend of mine, Ellie Holcomb, who writes children's books, and she had said that they found their illustrator on Instagram. So we started looking and found you.
How about that?
I know.
I never knew that. Also, you went straight to the agency and maybe they sent you a few illustrators with a few different styles. So I had no idea it was done via Instagram.
I love Instagram. I don't think I'm lying to you. I can double check, but my memory is that we saw your Instagram and that's how we found you. There's a world where your agent sent a couple, but I don't remember looking at other ones. I remember finding you and telling our publisher that that's what we wanted to work with. The way you draw humans is so grown up and childlike at the same time that it's really unique. And so it just felt like such a good fit for the books that I want to write. And I've never had an illustrator before, so there was no process before you. It was just Me and Ginny riding off into the sunset together.
Well, that was it, because I got an email and it was basically asking me, do you want to do it? The job's yours, do you want to do it? And of course it was a yes from my part, because usually they say, you know, there's a few people going for the job, you know, they're considering some people. Do you have any clashes that, you know, wouldn't work time-wise? So it was all very clear. It was quite a simple process for you and me then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was literally, that's the one, and then the green light, and then we're off.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it just kind of has, from the first time you sent us illustrations of what sounds fun to you, it just felt like the right partnership. I thought, oh, she gets it. We speak the same language. I don't know how to do anything she does, but we are speaking the same language.
I felt the same. I remember it very clearly, actually. The first, I think, few illustrations I sent you, it was of you. I think the main character of Annie in children's book world, that was the first, with maybe a couple of characters. That's how we started off, wasn't
yes,
it? It was
yes.
Just literally doing a few characters. Do you like this kind of style? Do you like this color palette? And that's where it took off, didn't it? That was,
yes.
That was the very start of it.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. That was it. And having these, and once I saw how you saw little Annie, and I knew she was always going to be in the books. I knew she was always going to be our narrator. She was always going to be the one that my mini BFFs knew as their friend. Once you made her the friend that I pictured in my mind, it felt like that was such an easy go from there.
No, it really was. And your BFFs as well, just remembered, because you sent quite a few photos of your little BFFs.
Yes.
So that was a really sweet touch. You know, children can be featured. Being able to see themselves in a book is such a precious gift, isn't it?
Yes.
During my childhood. So it must have been really lovely for them.
Oh, it still is. Even in the little girl on the cover of So Happy to Know You tells everyone. I mean, she's like, that's me in the basket with Annie. I mean, she tells everybody that it is her on the cover.
Yeah. It's her claim to fame.
Truly.
That was a really nice touch, actually. That's it. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot to get through, but that was a really nice touch to the book that made it so personal for everyone involved.
Yeah. I'm really thankful. Okay, Ginny, I mean, talk to me about the complication. You can tell me the truth. I mean, when I send you these pictures of the kids, how many of them were you like, oh, this is going to be really hard to draw? Or is that easy for you? I've just never been an illustrator. It feels like it would be hard.
No, I just want to keep everyone happy, because, you know, you get asked, like, oh, do you mind drawing me or my child? You think, well, I'm fine with that, as long as you're not offended. I hope it comes out the way you want it. You know, so that's always the biggest worry when somebody asks you to illustrate someone they know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, and I think in the first book, I remember, I think there was an email saying, you don't have to do everyone.
Yes.
Maybe just some. I think that's right, isn't it?
Yes.
And
yes.
then I thought, well, okay, well, that's fine. My end, it's less work for me. But then again, you know, how do I get to pick who's in and who's out? So I just thought, well, maybe it's just best we do everyone. And we're just going to have to slot people in. I'm sure we can find room on the spread, which we did. You know, we managed to get everybody in, in some way or other, didn't we? Within the scene, within the spread.
Yes. It is amazing, your ability to, you know, you did it and So Happy to Know You too. When everyone's standing on the globe and when there's a bunch of kids playing together, you just managed to find a spot for everyone that I care about being in the book. It's just incredible.
Oh, I'm pleased. And the animals as well. We had to squish them in too.
That's exactly right. Okay, Ginny, will you back us up a little bit? Before you were doing this for me, you've been an illustrator for a really long time. Will you talk about how did you get into this as your profession?
Well, I think a bit of a slow burn, actually, because I graduated from university. I did fine arts at university. I think I was about 22 when I graduated. I actually originally wanted to go into fashion illustration.
Oh, wow.
But something just kept calling me back to it. I've always loved children's books. I've always loved walking into a bookshop. I sort of walk past the adult stuff and I love the children's section. It's so much more appealing visually for me. And something just kept pulling me back. But I actually applied to the Bright agency to be represented, but I wasn't quite ready. Jumping from fine art to going to children's illustration is a very different world, two very, very different worlds.
Right.
So they had me in what they would call their development area, where they would develop an artist and they would get their portfolio ready and up to scratch. So I was actually working an office job and working in retail shops as well. As my day job, and then in the evening I would really crack on it with right. the illustration portfolio stuff, and I was I remember at this time being really, really focused. There was a real, and still is, a real fire in me to crack the illustration world, because it's so mm-hmm. hard. It's so competitive. There are so many amazing artists all around. But I just pursued. I had a really great team advising me. And I actually started out with greeting cards.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a funny one. I started to get a lot of jobs in greeting cards, gift wrap. And then Harrods asked me to do their, it's like their accessory range as well. So that was really exciting. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
in the meanwhile, which I mean, it was amazing, but I thought, I want to go into publishing, and just one day it happened,
yeah.
which was a huge deal. And then you make that, you can do both, but then it really did start to shift into, children's publishing, which was amazing.
Tell me about the first time you saw your illustration in Harrods.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was really, really weird. It was weird. I was like, is that my stuff? It was a really weird moment, because we were sent photos first of all, but I thought, well, hang on, I want to go into the shop. I want to have the experience of walking into Harrods of all places,
right.
and be able to see my designs on their umbrellas and their bags. That was a really special moment, actually.
Oh, I bet. Do you keep all the books you illustrate? Like, do you have them on a shelf and your first one is like, oh, this one is always going to matter to me? Or with art, is it easier to create and let go?
I have kept all my books. One, I give a few copies away, I'll be honest.
Sure.
But I always make a pact with myself. I always have at least one copy for myself. Enough.
Yeah.
I've got a seated box that I keep all those in, because I think it's important. I think it's important just to sort of have something to look back on as well, physically. I know it's all out there digitally, but just to physically be able to hold something that was my book, I think, is really important. So yeah, they're kept safely, but they're not on a shelf yet. I haven't made a feature shelf. I'll get around to it one day.
Yeah. Okay. So for our friends listening who are kids, I mean, you, when you were little, did you draw all the time? How did you get better at drawing?
Yeah. I mean, you hear it a lot, don't you? I drew all the time. There was paper all over the floor, all over the house. I guess I did it every day. And yes, you're enjoying yourself. But what you don't realize as a child, the more you do it, it's practice. You're getting better and better each day. I knew from a young age that's what I wanted to do. There wasn't really a plan B. I think, well, this is something I really love. I enjoy. I can't imagine, not doing this. Obviously, I had no idea, you could be an illustrator. That's a possible job, because you don't get told that at school, really.
Right.
Not when I was young. It wasn't, it just wasn't an option.
Will you walk me through the process now that this is your full-time job, that you drew all the way through and now you're here? Because it's not like you're just drawing characters now. I mean, I'm flipping through, so happy to know you, and you create entire scenes. So will you talk, I just don't know this at all. When you get my manuscript and you start reading it and the pages, because we lay it out for you by what pages, will you talk to me about the process, about how you go from where it's just my words to having an entire scene?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I love, I always thought I was better at drawing people, characters. But as time's gone on, I love drawing animals.
Yeah.
And anything to do with nature, which, I'm so into. That's what really inspires me, actually, is landscapes. Believe it or not, landscapes, nature. So I think even from the beginning, some art notes from the editor was about having really lovely backgrounds, plants, trees featured in the spreads, animals incorporated in. So for me, that was pretty easy, because it's something that I love. So I'd always obviously I'd read a page and some art notes, but I would always visualize the composition of, you know, the background. And I know a lot of fields, open spaces are featured in your books, mm-hmm. right? You know, quite a few green, sort of green. I mean, we have an interior spread, don't
yes,
we? But
yes.
there are a lot of outside, outdoors sort of spreads. But yeah, it's funny. I always, so we work on, it's almost like the characters and the backgrounds are very, very separate things. I think we do work up the characters early on in the process and make sure that you're happy with the color palette, the mm-hmm. outfit, et cetera, et cetera. And then for me, as I'm reading through the manuscript, it's the background. How am I going to do the background?
Yeah. You
know, what time of year is this going to be set? You know, and I think there are some words regarding around sort of autumn and falling leaves, and which I love illustrating. So that's super easy for me. That comes pretty quick.
Yeah.
More so than the characters, I guess.
You are so good at seasons. That is one of the, because every page, it's amazing. You're like, oh, it's winter. Oh, it's fall. I mean, yeah, you do seasons really well. So it's interesting to hear you talk about that. When you're doing those landscapes, Jenny, I mean, as I'm flipping through the book, I'm curious how much in 2023, how much of illustrating is you draw with your hand on paper and how much of this is using a program and a computer and making art through technology?
I mean, now I used to keep a sketchbook. It just doesn't work like that anymore. And also it's time. You know, the deadlines have got shorter, the demand is higher, the deadlines are shorter. So I literally do go straight to, you know, to the computer, and everything's done via my Wacom and Photoshop. There's no more sort of scanning in and then work. That's what I used to do. I used to draw it, scan it, clean it up on the computer, and then layer by layer, you know, I would start putting on the color, and you know, but it is time consuming. And when you're juggling, you know, sort of like, you know, other projects as well, it's time's very, very precious. So it's straight onto the computer.
So how do you know when to stop on an illustration? How do you know when it's finished?
I don't know. Sometimes I think you do just get it. It's when you get that feeling of, oh, I feel good about this. It feels right. It feels complete and you feel good about it. I kind of feel when I walk away, just say I have to stop because I've got to go on to something else. I feel slightly agitated or something isn't sitting quite right. I don't feel quite happy. That's when I know there's still, you know, a bit more to go. But also, you know, when you're illustrating a book, Annie, as you know, and writing a book, there are so many people involved.
Right.
The designers, the editors, and it has to go through so many people. Everyone else has a say as well. Mm-hmm. You know, don't they? They have the comments and the feedback, and then you might feed back to me with some comments as well. So everyone has to be happy before we go on to the next stage.
Yeah. How do you remove emotion from that in you? Like, how do you not let it hurt your feelings when people want to make changes?
I'm not easily offended. I think that's just my natural character, and it's a job.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yes, it's my artwork, but it's a job.
Yeah.
And I just try and be as professional as possible, mm-hmm. because and everyone has different ideas, different tastes, and I think you have to be very respectful of that as well. It's not just about me, and you know, the bus stops with me. It's so many people involved, like I was saying previously, and we're a team.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's when I think tell myself, well, you know, we are part of the team. Everyone's got to be happy. If something's not right, you know, that isn't right, that's fine. You know, and I can have, there's also room for me to have my say as well. So it's not like I just get the orders and then I have to work on it. I can have a say as well. So
yeah, I'm glad you feel that way with me, because when you said that we are a team, I mean, that is 100% how I feel about these children's books that we get to do together. Is I feel like each of us are bringing part of the book together, and I can't do it without you, and you can't do it without me. That's why I'm glad both of our names are on the cover. As I'm like, oh yeah, this is Jenny's book too. Like, Jenny is the one who's making us see what we could not see with just my words.
Mm-mm. No, you're absolutely right. It's just, we couldn't do it without the other one, and all the how many people behind us as well. So it's this one. It's this sort of machine, isn't it? We've all got different parts, but and it's amazing how many people are involved in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would guess, I mean, this might be interesting to our friends listening. I would bet, besides you and me, would you think it's fair to say there's 20 people involved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or more. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe there's more you don't know about.
Right.
There's so much behind the scenes. This is, yeah, it's, you know, it's a great thing to be involved in, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. One of the things we're hoping with So Happy to Know You, with every book, but, you know, the one that we're really hoping happens this week is that this book will get in enough hands that it hits a list like New York Times or Publishers Weekly, just because it exposes the book to so many people who may not know it exists otherwise. How does it change the illustrator's life when a book hits a bestsellers list? Does anything change for you?
I think you feel like you've, you know, it's actually a massive, I think a real milestone, I think, in an artist's life. It's a funny world. It's such a rewarding industry to be in.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's so competitive. You know, you hope and pray you'll make a list somewhere. You'll have some recognition in that kind of way. I think you also talk to yourself and say, look, this may never happen. And I've got to be fine with that. So I've got to be okay with that. I can't let that rule me.
Yeah.
And I think if it did make a list or got some, you know, some recognition of that kind, I mean, I think that would be huge.
Yeah.
You know, you would have felt that you'd achieve something.
Yeah. Have any of the books you've illustrated yet hit the New York Times bestsellers list?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I've got a feeling they may well do one day. I've got a good feeling about our partnership and this thing. You know, I'm hopeful, you know, maybe. Maybe. Yeah,
me too. I mean, to me, for authors, it is kind of the stamp of approval to get on Publishers Weekly or New York Times or one of those to say, like, okay, this person is a voice that is trusted in this industry. Is there a different kind of equal thing for artists? Is there an award you can win beside that? Or is it the same that when your illustrations hit New York Times, does it do the same thing?
I think it more or less does the same thing, to be honest. And this is the thing. I think, I mean, somebody else may say something very different, but I think once you've found an author that you get on well with, you gel with creatively, personally, and then when that book gets some recognition or an award, that's a pretty incredible thing.
Yeah.
I think we all, and I think the other thing is as well, illustrators, you know, there's, I think you're always looking for a really solid partnership in an author as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there anything authors can do? I mean, you can correct me in front of our whole listening audience, but is there anything an author can do that makes the relationship easier for the illustrator?
I'm just going on my experience. I've always had really respectful authors. I'll be honest. I've been very, very lucky. I've been treated equally. I think that's one thing, perhaps in the past and other people's experiences, they felt maybe they didn't get as much recognition as the author. You know, the illustrator is quite second. But I've worked with you. I've worked with another author called Jamie Jones, who she did Princess Poppy. And she was always from the very beginning, when once we were introduced with each other and we were developing work together and titles, she was very much, I want Jenny's name on the page, on the front cover, same as you.
Yeah.
Front cover, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have one without the other.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
good. Okay. And if at any point you say, here's what I really wish Annie would be doing, but she's not doing, just tell me, Jenny. Just tell me.
We're happy.
Yes.
We're very, very happy over here.
I am too. And it's fun. We can't tell everybody yet, but it's fun that we are still getting to work together after this one.
Yes.
I am really, really grateful. Okay. Are there anything about So Happy to Know You that we should share? Is there, I mean, you are the queen of putting Easter eggs on pages, which I love. I love that you hide little things on pages. Is there anything that you remember that I may not even know yet, or anything stand out to you from So Happy to Know You?
I don't know if you noticed, there were lots of little tiny bugs hidden. Did you come across those? Were they easy to find?
I'm looking and noticing that there's ladybugs everywhere.
Yes, very small little, and this is it. I think this is the other thing as an artist, it's quite nice when people go back to your work.
Yeah.
After, but, oh, I never noticed that before. Yes. Oh, that's in there.
Yes.
What do you mean?
I love it. I mean, I love it. The grandmother you have illustrated in both of the books so far is so much like one of my grandmothers that you could have never known. It is crazy. It looks like her. Funny. It is crazy. But even like she's knitting on the last page. I mean, it's just you have them all doing the cutest things.
Thank you. Oh, I never knew that. Oh, it's sweet.
Yeah, it looks so much like her. It's and what sounds fun to you where she's standing outside talking about the birds. I mean, I know I wrote those words, but you made her look the white curly hair, the whole thing. I mean, we all have been amazed at how much that really looks like my grandmother. And the other thing, Jenny, that I love, you are so brilliant at making sure we have diverse kids in our books. So they look different. They have different abilities. Mm-hmm. And will you talk about why that matters to you, that we make sure, because it's as much what you bring to our books as I bring of like, hey, we need to make sure that every kid sees themselves in this book.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think it's vital, you know, because that's the reality of our world, isn't it? You know, we have so many friends in school, outside of school. We have, you know, kids from different backgrounds, different abilities, and it's so important that they see themselves, you know, on these pages. It's really important. Yeah. And you know, it's part of our reality.
Yes. And it just reminds us that no matter where we are, when you see a book that has a bunch of different kids, you're like, oh yeah, not everybody looks like me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Different kinds of people, different backgrounds, you know. I mean, it's because I had that growing up as well. And it's so important for me to have that in the pages on, you know, whatever books I'm working on.
Yeah. It's the best. Mm. Jenny, thank you so, so much. Happy launch day to our new little book. Yes, so happy to know you.
Thank you for having me, Annie.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like am addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top quality ingredients while restricting 1,000+ harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Friends, welcome to That Sounds Fun. Taylor Ann Dietrich.
Annie F. Downs.
Welcome back.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back.
So glad to be, have you here. Katie Boatman.
Hi.
Welcome back. Well, y'all kind of start by saying what you do at AFD Inc.
Well, I am Taylor Ann, and I do the mini BFF.
Yes.
Part of
all things.
All things kids. All
some, the cute things. Some might call you, we try to give everybody a C-suite seat. So would you be the like chief mini BFF officer?
Oh, yeah.
100%. CMO. You're a CMO.
CMO.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it too.
What do you do, Katie?
I am the content manager.
Yes. Chief content manager.
Sure.
CCM.
Just got promoted.
Say. Yeah. Congratulations. You can now have employees under you. Happy launch day to you guys.
No, happy launch day to you.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, to all of us. I mean, just write the book and that is about all I do. Y'all kind of do the rest of everything. I thought it'd be fun today since y'all are kind of the team who handles all things mini BFF, but is particularly handled getting this book in front of our friends. To kind of talk about the behind the scenes of this. Mm-hmm. So, Taylor Ann, let's back up a little bit. You're in charge of Mini BFF Book Club. Mm-hmm. You're also in charge of Mini BFF Podcast. A lot of people have asked, what's happened to Mini BFF Book Club?
Well, it's taken a break.
Yeah.
It's just, it was so much fun while we did it.
And every Monday night.
Every Monday night.
2 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was great for the season. I feel like the Mini BFF community was in at that time because all of their activities had stopped.
Yeah.
And now, thank the Lord, they have ramped back up again. Yeah. So that was really fun. And I think it's fun when you occasionally come back to read every once in a while now because it was just such a special time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think what you modeled for us really well and what the team modeled really well is pay attention to what people need and serve them where they are. And in a lot of ways, the level of mini BFF stuff people needed from us in 2020 is not the same as in 2023.
Yeah.
But you've really taught me well how to pay attention to that. And yet people love Mini BFF Podcast.
Oh, yeah. I love Mini BFF Podcast.
My own sister is like, will you please do more episodes? Because I'm so tired of hearing you do the same thing over and over again.
Oh, my gosh. My kids feel the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's that I feel like the Mini BFF Podcast is so sweet because it's just, it can be there like forever. Like the stories, it's the Bible.
Yeah.
So, and it's you telling stories about the Bible, which makes it even more fun.
Why do you want to be the CMO here? Well, why are you the right person?
Because I love you dearly.
Well, no. Thank you. That's mutual.
But. Because I love kids. And I taught kids for 7 years. I have kids of my own. And I mean, I just think creating resources and things for kids where they can feel their best and they can feel excited is such a gift. Yeah. So it's a wonderful.
You do it really beautifully.
It's a wonderful really post-teaching job.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like you're still with the kids,
but
on a different way.
And with what sounds fun to you, we have some resources on Teachers for Teachers.
Teachers Pay Teachers.
Teachers Pay Teachers.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, for the teachers. So they can implement it into their classroom.
Yeah.
And we've already done the work for you.
Yeah. So hopefully at some point we'll do that for So Happy to Know You as well to resource teachers. Yeah. I mean, when I taught school in 2000, in the yonder years of 2000s, we did not have Teachers Pay Teachers. That would have been, we didn't even have Pinterest. I bet teachers are so much better.
I mean,
resource wise.
I think it just opens your eyes to like so much more creative options out there. Yeah. So, and it's also really, I mean, Teachers Pay Teachers has been great for teachers because they can put the stuff they created out into the world and they can make money in a job where you don't make a lot
of money. Will you talk a little bit about how you see people using So Happy to Know You in classrooms and in schools?
Well, I definitely see them using it for the alphabet
because
that's in there, which I think is so much fun. And it's a really great book to teach adjectives and learning also about yourself, like ways to describe yourself, what you love about yourself. This is, I'm talking about the kids, not the teachers, but well, teachers
well,
can
why
do
not?
It too.
Right, right.
And also just like teaching about how there are so many different types of people in your classroom from like what they like to do, the way they look, where they live, all those things you can use So Happy to Know You in that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm most proud of. And we talked to Jenny about it. But this book shows, and so does What Sounds Fun to You. Mm-hmm. We make a point to show a lot of different kids. Mm-hmm. Like which way you part your hair and what color your skin is and how you walk and how your abilities and your different abilities and glasses. And, you know, I just am like, that matters so much to me that all of our friends reading see a kid that kind of looks like them in some way.
And I'm really grateful for how much it matters to you because I feel like you make it a very big point for all of us. And I appreciate that.
It does matter to me.
Yeah.
That's my school teacher and me. This book is extra special to your family.
Yeah, it is.
Because one of your daughters is on the cover with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. It is the best. Like, Oh, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm like going to sleep at night. I'm like, oh, Lampley's on the cover.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy when I saw that. That's one of the kindest things Jenny has done is taken my real friends and put them in the books. Mm-hmm. I think that is so fun.
Yeah.
Katie, when you jumped in, when you joined the staff here, we were already down the, we'd already had the book finished and it was time to like start telling people. Mm-hmm. Will you talk a little bit about what you've experienced from the mini BFF community of our friends?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was so funny when you got back from tour and you were like, question number two from the road was.
Literally, do you know that, Taylor?
Yeah, you
the
got
first,
me that, yeah.
The top two things people talk to me about in every city were the single series that we were running in June and mini BFF. Right. I couldn't believe it.
So I was just like, okay. I mean, everybody was so excited and hungry for it. So it made it easy to then go back and be like, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Like, this is actually what's been being built behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah.
And I know people love to see behind the scenes, but sometimes it's fun to kind of keep things a secret for a little bit.
Yeah.
Be like, surprise.
Yeah, surprise. We have a book right now.
Yep. Exactly.
I know. I think one of the most fun things about being on this team with y'all is y'all are the ones who are every day talking to people. I mean, through the Mini BFF Book Club Instagram or through their emails or whatever. I mean, we're just, y'all are talking to parents all the time. Taylor, and you are a parent as well. Mm-hmm. What is it parents need right now?
You know, I think parents need to remember how great of parents they are.
Mm.
And they need to take ownership in the fact that, like, God put them here to be their kids' parents, no matter how that happened, and that they need to remember that.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of times, there was a lot of times when you read books on Mini BFF Book Club, and I'd be sitting there listening to it, being like, oh, I needed this message too. And I feel like with this book, it's like, yes, you are reading this to your kids or your grandkids or your nieces or your nephews, like, how you're so, we're so happy to know you, but also, like, remember when you're reading it, like, God's happy to know you. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. Like, God is so happy about who you are. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you're reading it to your kids, but remember, you're also reading it about yourself.
I think that's what I love the most about this book is that it is one of those messages that it's like, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can hit you on a day where you're feeling like kind of left behind or unseen is that this is the message where you might be reading it to your kids at night and you're going to remember something.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yep.
So a behind the scenes is picture books take a lot longer than other books because the illustrator needs a lot more time than the person who's just printing our words on pages. And so we've had this one in the hopper and we've changed a lot of it through the last couple of years, Taylor Ann. But will you talk a little bit about the names that are in the front and back of this book? It is so hilarious. Hayden, Ernest, Emma Ray,
I mean,
Refreshing Rowan, Radiant Riley, Playful Penelope. Oh, get out of here.
That's so cute.
Oh, I like Dazzling Dottie. That one's cute.
I know, it's so sweet. So and on the very front and the very back page of So Happy to Know You are just, what is it, 700, 800? Mm-hmm. How many is it, Katie? You really know.
It's 700 something.
Yeah, 700 something different people who've given us names. Will you talk about it, Taylor?
Well, and I was trying to remember that actually today. Like, how long ago did we ask for that? Was it like,
I think it was fall of 21 or winter of 21 into 22 because
I think it was.
That's when we were finishing the manuscript.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all these people who wrote, and that was something else I was thinking about actually the other day, is all these people put their kids' names in this book. And those kids are like older now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, like we, you know, you were Dazzling Dottie then and you're still Dazzling Dottie now.
Sassy,
like,
Sage.
It's
where
just,
are you at, Sassy Sage?
I just think that's so fun. But yeah, like that in itself took planning and time. And it's a process. So.
It's fun, though, because to me, every time we make something, I want us to make something and never forget who we're making it for.
Mm-hmm.
And with our stuff for Mini BFFs, I think about Joshua. You know, I think about the kids that we see every time we do a Mini BFF book club or every time sends us mail. Oh, my gosh.
Lucy,
will you talk
Ray
about the mail we get? Lucy Ray.
Lucy, I mean, Ray.
Yes.
Girl.
Tell us about the mail we get.
I mean, the mail is so much fun. I'm just anytime. And I feel like, did you get stuff on the road from kids, too? Like parents still bringing
it?
That's what I thought.
Almost every city with a drawing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sweet to for the kids to offer just a little bit of the joy that they've received back to us.
Yeah.
And also, shout out to all the parents who...
Who actually get
like,
a stamp.
Put it in the, yeah, yes, in the envelope.
Bless all of you, yes.
My daughter makes a lot of stuff for Annie, and, you know...
You're like, you can hand deliver.
All I have to do is hand deliver it, but I can't promise it always makes it here. And I have neighbors drop stuff off.
The one that came in the mail this week had no return address and did not have my name on it. Because and it looked like younger handwriting, and you're like... This is either a criminal or a child. Yeah. It's either a mini BFF or something very scary. And luckily, yeah. It was a mini BFF telling us what sounds
Praise
fun
the
to
Lord.
Them.
Praise the Lord.
It was the best. I loved it. Yeah, it just is such a good reminder to me. I just don't ever want to forget. Because every one of these kids that are in this book in 10 years will be a teenager mm-hmm. who could pick up mm-hmm. Perfectly Unique or could pick up Speak Love. Or Katie, you have new books out. You Can Trust. You are on the show with You Can Rest. And then next week, you're releasing a devotional. So we're going to talk about that. But I just love that idea, too, that like when Lampley and Jane Taylor and Vaughn grow up, they're going to see themselves.
Yeah, well, Vaughn's not in the book.
Yeah, this is pre-Vaughn.
Vaughn wasn't born yet.
Was Vaughn even a Vaughn at all? No, I don't know.
I don't know if Vaughn was a Vaughn.
So the girls are in
this
one.
Yes, they're in it. But Vaughn, we love you.
Yes, Vaughn, we do love you. If you ever listen to this in the future, we do love you as well. But, I mean, I just think it's really sweet that, like, these kids will, you know, our friend Kiki is on the cover of What Sounds Fun to You, and she's in this one, too. So.
She's beautiful.
Can I turn the table on you for a second?
Sure.
Why this message? Like, why in 2021, when you were sitting down to write the manuscript, why this one?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. You know, all along, when I've dreamed up what I wanted to say to kids, to mini BFFs, I mean, because we have been contracted for these books since 2019. So before the mm-hmm. pandemic, I wanted to write kids' books. And part of it is the teacher in me, mm-hmm. is that I never stop being a fourth or fifth grade teacher who's like, okay, could this help my fifth graders write a 5-paragraph essay about fun? Could this help my fourth graders know how to use adjectives, you know? But this, to me, Katie, it mattered so much because the thing is so much of what I write and what we make is what I wish I would have known then, whatever the then is. Mm-hmm. So Perfectly Unique is for when I was 17 and Speak Love is for when I was 20 and Looking for Lovely is when I was 30, you know, that kind of thing. I'm just like, what would I say to her? And so much of So Happy to Know You is what I wish I would have heard when I was 8.
Yeah.
You know, of like, or even like 5 of like, man, if I could have drilled into my own brain that God didn't make a mistake when he made me and that I was exactly the way he meant for me to be, I think that would have eased up my teen years.
Sure.
And so that's why So Happy to Know You matters so much to me, is because that's genuinely how I feel. I had a funny thing happen at church yesterday. I haven't told y'all yet. A friend of mine that's on staff was reading this article and came up and said, this reminds me of you. And the person in the article said, every room I walk into, I assume everyone likes me. And I assume I'm going to like everyone. He was like, that's just like you. You think everybody's going to like you. And I was like, I hope that's a compliment. I'm not really sure. But I do walk into every room a little bit like that, of thinking like, mm-hmm. we're going to be friends. Mm-hmm. And thinking, this kid's going to like me. I mean, I walk into every room with kids thinking, these kids are going to like me. And I already like, because I already like them. I'm already in.
Yeah.
And so this book is kind of my like, I already like you. Just the way you are. And we would already be friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm making an assumption that you're going to like me back, which is not always does not always serve me. But I thought it was really funny that just when this is coming out, just yesterday, someone said, you assume in every room that you're going to like everybody in there. And I do assume that.
Sure.
And so I assume I'm going to like every kid who picks this up. So I assume I really am so happy to know them. It feels like a real honor we get to serve mm-hmm. people's kids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's a real honor that parents let us.
That
like
they
that
us.
They bring you into their living room and into their children's ears. I mean, when you say every kid, you do love every kid that comes up to you. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason my daughter calls you to read her a story. Like, if she doesn't feel good, she's like, call Annie. That's
fine. Yeah, there we'll is a phone summer. A mini BFF book club for some people. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this was actually, this was pre-mini BFF.
Yes,
this
that's
is
right.
like how it got started. Because she got really sick and we had to go to the
Truly,
hospital.
Truly, Jane Taylor was one of the first people that
I did not know
kicked
that.
Off mini BFF
and
book club.
Okay. We called Annie and Annie was like, you want me to read you a story? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah, she had like a washcloth. I can't remember that word. She
because we didn't know what was going on. But anyways, so that Annie was, that's where it started.
OG. Will you talk about where mini BFF stuff is going? Like, I mean, we're doing the teacher thing right mm-hmm. now, which is 50 teachers got selected to get a gift card. And I'm going to go read in a school somewhere in America.
I mean, can you imagine like being in a classroom and having an author that like you look up to, like, yeah, that you so enjoy fun. Coming to
I can't
your
believe
class.
It.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for all those teachers.
Like, I know.
I mean, it's very cool.
So, okay. So I know you can't tell us all the plans for Mini BFF life over the next year, but
right.
do you see Mini BFF podcast coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Do you see other resources coming with So Happy to Know You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think especially for teachers. And I mean, and parents too, like parents, I know we've talked about Teachers Pay Teachers, y'all get on there too. Like
yeah.
there's a ton of free stuff. If you want something fun to do with your kid that's different from, you know, Play-Doh, or even if you want to do Play-Doh, yeah. they got stuff for that too. Just yeah.
in a world where someone wants to say, here's how y'all could really serve our family. How did they get in touch with us?
Go to AnnieFDowns.com.
Oh, okay.
And I think there's a lot of resources there for MiniBFF. Yeah. And yeah. then get in touch. Yeah. Maybe probably more email.
Okay.
MiniBFF@AnnieFDowns.com.
Okay.
I would say would be the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I'm always like, honestly, until tour, I don't think I realized how much people wanted us to serve their kids
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to hear from parents mm-hmm. of like, hey, it would help us a ton if.
Well, yeah.
And where there's a bunch of Mini BFF book clubs on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a series, but then there's some on Mini BFF book club.
Yeah. Because for a while we moved everything over there. So yeah. I think there's still a lot on
yeah.
Mini BFF book club, the Instagram.
Yeah.
Account.
I think so
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Katie Boat, next week your book launches. As
it
long
does.
As we're talking about serving the next generation.
Let's give them some more.
We got to talk about You Can Trust. Okay, so much of So Happy to Know You is like birth to, what do you say, eight? Birth to 10?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can read it. I read this in my fifth grade classroom, but this isn't for like middle schoolers to sit and read on their own.
I think if they picked it up, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be sweet.
But, yeah.
It'd be sweet. But it's for elementary.
Yes. Yeah.
But Katie, so who are you writing You Can Trust for?
So I wrote it for that 8 to 12-year-old age range. But my experience with the last book, with You Can Rest, was there really were a lot of girls that read it that were older than that. So
yes.
it's almost an 8 and up
yeah.
resource. I even had adults tell me that they read it and loved
yeah.
it. So
oh, yeah.
great, mm-hmm. by all means.
So You Can Rest that you released 2 years ago, a year ago?
March of last year.
March of 22.
Yeah.
And then, so you could, it was for 8 to 12-year-old girls.
Yes.
And You Can Trust is the boy version.
Yeah, I call it the brother book to
wow.
You Can Trust. And I don't even know if I've said this to you, but it was out of our conversation on the podcast about the book that the—
With Shelby. It's
yes,
a great
with
episode.
Shelby, my niece. Yeah, that You Can Trust really started to get legs because I knew I had been asked a lot about, well, where's one of these for boys? But I was not feeling led to write that. I didn't
yeah.
think I was the right person. And you asked me about that on the podcast, which then turned into me just talking to more friends and mentors and praying about it. And like, really, should I do this? And
yeah.
next thing I know, here it is. It's about yeah. to come out. So it was a challenge to write because I am not a boy, obviously.
Yeah.
And so to understand what it is that boys worry about took more work.
But oh, yeah, when you talk about all the boys sitting around the table, did you see
yeah.
this picture?
No, Dang, I haven't seen
it's
it.
Amazing.
I sat down with my nephew Blake and his group of friends. I called them my board of bros.
Oh, I
love
that.
And I asked them, you know, what do you worry about? And to be honest, the conversation was about 15 minutes. I had their attention for about 15 minutes.
Table covered in candy.
Yeah. Oh, I brought snacks and fidget toys and all the things. But they opened up and, you know, answered my questions. And then I called some of my guys friends too and said, hey, when you were this age, what did you worry about? And just put all of those answers on paper and use that to write, just because I wanted to make sure this wasn't something that was just, you know, my idea of what they might be thinking, but
sure.
really something that was useful.
Yeah. Why? What is the theme? I mean, You Can Rest, the theme is anxiety and helping
yeah.
your daughters sleep
right.
and not worry.
Right.
Is You Can Trust also about anxiety? Is that what the boys told you?
It is, but I came at it from a different direction. So what I realized is the problem is the same for both the boys and the girls. It's just that it looks differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the boys, what I was realizing is a lot of times their what if questions are rooted in fear or anxiety. You know,
oh,
it's
wow.
like a, well, what if this happens at school, or what if this happens tomorrow? You know, and so I came at it from that approach of
yeah.
every day in the devotional is a different question. And then we look at what God has to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as a mom
mm-hmm.
and as a teacher, I mean, you mm-hmm. taught kids that are in this age bracket. What do you think about having a devotional for boys? I mean, You Can Trust. What are you thinking when you're hearing all this?
Oh, I mean, I'm just sitting here. I'm kind of like a little teary because we read devotions every night in our house, and like I just don't think you're even going to know like how much this is going to impact.
Yeah.
And especially boys. Like there is a I feel like there's a lot out there for girls because, you know, I guess our worries seem louder, maybe more vocal.
And girls tend to read more books.
Yes, yes. Right. And so having a son, I'm like, yeah, I get to have both in my house. Yeah. Like, I'm pumped. But yeah. I think it's amazing. I'm very excited.
It's funny when you said, and girls read more books. It's true. And even with my nephew, I was like, are you like actually going to read this? You know, and he kind of like nods along, but I'm not positive. So what I did is almost gave like the Cliff's Notes version.
Oh my gosh. So the main devotional is blue, like or greenish green. Blue. And then an orange is the question and answer.
Yeah. So I'm like, at the very least, if they decided to pick it up, but they didn't actually read the whole thing, they could see a quick answer.
Yeah. Will you read the question and answer for day 20? Can we just hear that?
Yeah. It's what if I don't want to be patient? And so the answer is, thankfully, God can help. Patience doesn't always come easily, but you have a helper in the Holy Spirit whom you can call on when you know you can't be patient on your own.
Brilliant. But in the middle, there's like, right? There's like four paragraphs if they want to read a little bit more.
Sure.
That is so smart, Katie Boat.
That's very smart.
Well, wow. You know, learning from actual people in my life.
Yeah. I mean, that's the fun thing about what we get to do with these books. We're so happy to know you with You Can Trust is, A, we were this age at one point. We love people that are this age at this point, and we want to serve our friends who are raising kids because you and I are not raising kids right now.
Right.
And so we get to step in as aunts and as friends and say, listen, I'm not raising you, but I can hand you this.
Yep.
This is one way we village with our friends and family.
100%.
Well, and you write, like I said before, like you writing this book, it's a message for kids, but also for parents. Yeah. You writing You Can Trust, it's a message for kids. It's a reminder for parents. Like, hey, your kid might have a hard time feeling patient because he's 8 and like he wants that candy. Yeah. I mean,
but I want to say you're right about what we're doing. But Taylor Ann, I mean, people probably know this, but really you are the heart behind Mini BFF.
Yeah.
Like it's what I love, but what the amazing thing, this is what I do not deserve. There's a lot I don't deserve, but the amazing thing is our staff is full of people who I can say, I'm really passionate about this. And y'all say, me too, let me run with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what you've done with many. But you've made it such a better, more beautiful place than I could have ever made it. So that makes me even more excited about where we're going over the next year. We have a few fun things next year for our mini BFFs. And I love you being on that team and running it, really.
Well, it's easy to do because you're excited. You're equally excited.
Yes. So that means a lot to me.
It would not be easy if you were like, this is cool. Have a good time.
Yeah. I don't want you're to, Taylor. Too. I don't want to. Yeah, no. Katie, I feel the same. I cannot believe we get to have an author on our staff who is releasing things like this into the world at the same time to resource our friends. It just is awesome.
It's like, that's really kind. It's like Jesus is in the building or
it's
something.
It's like
he knew what he was doing.
I know. I mean, I'm telling you, Taylor, like Katie's first week or second week, I was like, can you come put some You Can Rest on our shelf? Because you work here. When people come through, I want you to hand them. I'm going to give away a lot of your books, I'm sorry to say. But we need handfuls of these in the office because anybody in our office that makes things, that resources, I mean, that's what you do. It's what both of y'all do. So what do we not say about You Can Trust we need to say? It's available next week, so they can go when they go on today and get So Happy to Know You. Just go ahead and grab You Can Trust as well.
Sure, yeah, you better get So Happy to Know You, and then you can just add a little to your cart.
But yeah,
do it so many times that Amazon makes that like suggested bundle.
That's exactly like, right.
You Can Trust, You Can Rest, So Happy to Know You. What sounds fun to you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll get you from birth to the end of middle school.
Yeah, we're ready to serve the whole family.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, thank y'all for doing this. Thanks for making time for this, and thanks for all you do to help me serve the next generation. I do not want to do this without you. I don't think I could, but I really don't want to. So,
well, you do it very well, Annie. Well, you are
a great team.
You're a gift to my kids for sure, and lots of kids out there.
Happy launch week!
Woo-hoo. Happy launch week! Oh, friends, wasn't that fun? Oh, I love these episodes that kind of give you a peek behind the curtain of what we do and how we do it. I just think it's so fun. So, publishing a book is such a long process from the point of ideation, which was 2019, and then writing it, and then illustrating, and all the process, and it lands on your doorstep or your bookshelf in 2023. So I cannot believe today is finally release day. I just can't wait to hear which adjective your kid picks to describe themselves and what you pick to describe yourself and what they think of all the friends and the animals in the book. And if you haven't ordered one yet, today is the day. You can find it wherever you love shopping for books. And if they don't have it, just ask local bookstores. We love a local bookstore. They can order it for you. They can often ship it straight to your house. So I would love for you to check with your local bookstore or check with Parnassus here in Nashville. They can ship it for you as well. And they have some signed copies, so you can call them and get that. All right, if you need anything else from me, you know I'm extra embarrassingly easy to find on book launch days. Annie F. Downs on everything, everywhere, all the time. Yes, all the places you may need me, that is how you can find me. All right, I think that's it for me today. Friends, go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I'll do the same. Well, you know what sounds fun to me today. Always Annie is out and about, and we are having a great time. I'm so excited to share with you everything that is going on with the book today. So all book things. I'm so happy. So, all right, you guys have a great Tuesday. Happy launch day to all of us. And we'll see you back here on Thursday with my friend, one of my favorite musicians. Y'all are just going to fall in love with her, Riley Clemons. She'll be with us on Thursday. We'll see you then.